Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with Paul Wilkes. Today for the midday interview, we'll be talking with Paul about the latest of his many books. This one's called The Art of Confession, Renewing Yourself Through the Practice of Honesty. Paul, it's great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
And good to be with you, Jamila.
All right. In your introduction to the book, you say the book is about private honesty, self-examination, and confession with a small C. Now, how's that different from confessions in the public or religious sense?
Well, I come from a Catholic tradition, and confession was that Saturday afternoon thing where you had your laundry list, you checked off, disobeyed my mother four times, missed meals mm-hmm. before and after, you know, missed prayers before and after,
yeah.
You know, looked lustily at Betty Lou in the next aisle at St. Benedict's School. And, you know, I don't think it really hit the mark for a lot of us. And as a matter of fact, confession collapsed totally right after Vatican II because people really didn't like doing it. It really didn't meet their needs. And so what I talk about in this book is about personal honesty, which is confession. Because if you're confessing to God, you're basically confessing to yourself first. And really, this, as in many books, could be condensed to about four pages. And the four pages would say, look, each night, each day, at some point, reflect on who you are. Reflect on how you've been. Reflect on how you were with Jamila today. Were you kind of a smart aleck as you can be, Paul? Or were you sincere? How were you when that guy wanted the parking space that you just got in front of on Front Street? Did I push them aside? So I think as the Jesuits do, and they do it very well, consolations and desolations. When was I the best today? When would I feel most in line with myself? When did I really feel like I was a crumb? And if we reflect on that, we won't go too far. I always think of the mistakes in our lives as so many buoys. Think about Mott's channel or the channels going out to sea. If you go outside the buoy, you know you're in trouble. You know you might get on the rocks. That ship that just did that in Italy. I think it's the same with our lives. If we see that we're kind of going off that way, but we reflect on it, we'll come back into the channel.
Now, how is confession different from guilt?
Well, I believe in guilt, but I believe in basil. And guilt is like basil. You sprinkle a little over the top of your recipe, but you don't make a meal out of it. Believe me, Daniel and Noah know well that Dad believed in guilt. A little bit. A little bit is very good. It's a little for our lives. But guilt, if you carry guilt around, you haven't confessed properly. Mm. You haven't really relieved yourself of what you have done. You know, I take Holy Communion to the hospital. Every Thursday I go, people will say, oh, I can't do that. Oh, I can't go to communion. I've done this. I said, look, first of all, God is very old and he has a very bad memory. So don't worry about that. You just think about being forgiven and you're forgiven religiously. And I think psychologically too. I mean, if you just look into yourself and say, hey, I gave it my best shot. I did something really dumb. Let it go and go on with your life. So guilt, again, like basil, just a little bit, goes a long way.
Now talk about some of the different viewpoints in the book. There's a parish priest, a nun, a rabbi, a psychiatrist. What do they have to say about the value of self-honesty and self-examination and confession?
Well, Tom Matthew, who is a psychiatrist here in Wilmington, and Rabbi Bob Waxman, who is a rabbi here in Wilmington, are in the book. And I think what they are saying, let me say Tom is saying, he's saying in his practice, he does a lot of chemical therapy, you know, in other words, Prozac and all that stuff. And he says, you know, folks, that's good and it has its place, but it really is not going to take the place of my own looking at myself. Now, that's gotten to be a very, very expensive proposition these days in therapy. Those of us who have gone through, as I did some years ago and paid for college for my therapist's children, but today, I think we know now, we know some of the self-help things that we can help ourselves with by just being simply honest. You know, this is not so complicated. Life is not so complicated if we can boil it down to who am I, how was I, how did I act today, when did I feel the best, and when did I feel the worst. St. Ignatius, who started the Jesuits, knew nothing about psychotherapy. Sigmund Freud was many centuries away, but he knew that God speaks to us in our emotions. We talk about doing God's will. I want to do God's will. And well, you know, I haven't been getting many emails from God lately, or phone messages, or Twitters, or anything like that. So I think that God speaks to us through our emotions, saying, boy, Paul, you felt a little squirrely about that. So what does that mean? Or, wow, you felt pretty good about doing that. What does that mean? And I think that's where confession will keep us on track.
Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that honesty is a foundation principle in all spiritual paths, that you need to really be very open and clear with yourself about your motives, your intentions, and then look at the results. And did I live up to my highest good, my highest self?
Yeah, motives and intentions. I think really good words here, because sometimes the actions don't produce what you think they're going to produce. But if your heart was right when you went into it, and we are going to mess up terribly sometimes, man, I did the best I could and look what happened. This is a train wreck. Intention, in my four classes in philosophy at Marquette University that I stayed awake in, one of the things I learned was intention equals the act. Mm-hmm. If your intention is right, that's the best you can do. The results may not work out the way you want to, but you've given it your best shot.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Paul Wilkes. He's written a book called The Art of Confession, Renewing Yourself Through the Practice of Honesty. Paul will be at Pomegranate Books Thursday night at 7, and he'll be reading a bit from the book and signing copies if you'd like to buy one at that time.
And hearing confessions.
Oh, will you have a little confessional there?
We're ready to go.
And
we're
a kneeler and everything?
Well, if you choose a kneeler, we'll have that.
Okay, that's good. I want to have a fully equipped setup there
we'll
for you.
It.
That's great. Now, how is confession, be it internal or external, different from some of the public displays of guilt that people give in the media?
Well, I think if we look at Elliot Spitzer and poor John Edwards with his latest heart ailment, I think that we find that these are very, very carefully crafted apologies. This is not confession. Okay, I'm sorry. I did that to my wife. I shouldn't have done that. Time magazine had a wonderful article about this, and they always said you can tell the difference between apology and confession by what the real cost is. Mm. Spitzer really, he was on television. John Edwards is floating along. When you have a real cost to it, you say, I did something really bad. I really have to make amends, and I have to make it right for people. That has personal cost. We have seen it with Bill Clinton. We've seen all those things. They're very carefully crafted not to get them in trouble, impeached, not to get them in jail, and just to go as close to the line as they can. Mm. But the personal cost and the firm purpose of amendment, that's a real key phrase in my Catholic theology, a firm purpose. I'm going to try not to do that again. I'm going to try to be a better person, and I'm going to try to help other people not to do things like that again. Mm. That's why I think like people like in AA do this very, very well.
Yes.
I mean, they not only say, hey, I'm not going to drink, but I'm going to help the next guy or gal that doesn't want to.
Which keeps them from drinking themselves. And, of course, the fourth step, inventory, the personal inventory, that's such a powerful part of all the 12-step programs. You take a searching and fearless moral inventory of yourself. And then the fifth step is you go on and you share that with your sponsor or with someone that you really trust who will listen to you without judgment, and especially if you're confessing to another alcoholic, because if you've done it, they've done it too.
Well, I like the word that in there is fearless. You know, when you come clean about yourself, you don't have to walk around the world, oh my God, if they find that out about me, I'm really going to be in trouble. You're free at last. Mm-hmm. I mean, my autobiography that came out a couple of years ago, I tried to be as honest as I could with that, because I've always asked my subjects when I'm doing stories to be honest with me. And I think that when you don't have those secrets, who can get you? They just can't. There's no skeleton in the closet. I mean, look, we've all done things we'd prefer people not to know, and I'm not saying I've had every one of them in the book, but when we have that skeleton in the closet, we've got to keep the key in our pocket, and sometimes it's sticking through to our flesh and et cetera.
Right. Yes, and I've heard it said that we're only as sick as our secrets, and so getting those secrets out and cleared and confessed and forgiven and then moving forward from there, making amends and moving forward is a really powerful process.
Well, one of the interesting stories from the book is where you talk about confession. And a fellow comes up to his priest and says, geez, I'm messing around with another woman. It's over. I really love my wife. I got to tell her. And the priest looks at him and says, no, don't tell her. here's a chance for you to do something that's going to be good for you and good for her. This is going to be the stone in your shoe. You're never going to do this again because you know how close you came to ruining your life. And what would that prove? Just to make her so sad that this has happened and you feel better? No, no. There are places in life where you don't confess. And that's one of them.
Interesting. If you find this whole topic and Paul's perspective on things interesting, he will be at Pomegranate Books on Thursday night at 7 o'clock, reading from the book, signing copies for you if you'd like to buy one. It's called The Art of Confession, Renewing Yourself Through the Practice of Honesty. Paul, you just keep on writing great books. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you for it. Jamila, I'm working on the next one, and I'll see you in a year.
Sounds great. All right. This is 91.3 WHQR.